physical impact on their body. Okay, this is a very interesting question because today itself somebody asked me a question and I'll take it on that ground. So the person asked a question and I was thinking of taking it up. So this will touch upon that, that mother did certain work in her body. So after she left, I'm using a very human language right now. So has this all work gone to waste? Or is it postponed? Because some people wrote like that, some very reputed sadhaks, and one cannot doubt their authenticity or their feelings, whatever it be. So now you see it's very interesting that the mother's body, your question is that they took upon themselves the suffering of humanity. How did it impact the body? So the mother's body was formed in a special way. There is no doubt about it. And why it was formed in a special way? For two reasons. One is for the kind of work she was doing, winning thereby. It had to take upon itself plenty of things. And secondly, for the yoga of transformation, the body had to be prepared in a special way. So Sri Aurobindo has already said that her body had to be, your body is more ready than mine for the transformation. So then we go a little deeper into it. What could have been the impact? At the same time, though it is formed in the special way, it is the same elements with which we form any human body. So this is very interesting, that her body was still formed of the same earthly elements. It was an earthly body. So how does earthly body go through the suffering and pain of certain impacts? We can take some examples from mother's life. For example, when she had the Spanish flu. Now, normally she was immune to it, but she wanted to understand what it means. But when the impact came upon her body, because she wanted to know, the impact could have been devastating. A very severe impact. She was on the verge of death. And yet with all her occult powers, because of her occult knowledge, she didn't take any medicines, though there were some medicines which were being given. She could see the entity behind it, and when she defeated that entity, the whole epidemic vanished because, you know, she could see it. So she took the impact upon herself. Now this gives us one clue. As a story, this is wonderful. But it means by taking the impact of certain energies upon her body, she could dissolve their capacity, their power. For example, in when we see in Ramayana, Nagpash, when they take upon themselves. So where they're really resolving or dissolving certain kinds of energies or vibrations which had, of which the Asuras had made very terrible weapons. So this is how I look at it, that she did take the impact, and because the body is formed of the earthly body, she was seriously ill. And yet because she is who she is, she ultimately not only could save it for us, her body for herself, but also for us, for earth. It had an impact. Then we see again when she comes here in Pondicherry, even during, before the Spanish flu, when she was tending the soldiers, she was taking upon herself all their nervous breakdown features. Because, you know, people who go through war, they take, there's something called as post-traumatic stress disorder. So they take upon them, their body, the nervous system, takes all the horrors of the war. Because nervous system is the interface between outer and inner life. She had a nervous breakdown. Not nervous breakdown the way we understand. But she had, see, the word is not misused very often. She had severe pains, nervous pains coming up in her body. Which she says that they were so intense because she was taking the agony of all these soldiers who were fighting. They came to her in trains. It's all described in her talk, that they would come in trains and she would tend them. And being the mother, she would take upon herself. She would release for them the gates of the new creation. All this is a subject in its own right. But these pains left her only when she came and met Sri Aurobindo. There was an impact. They vanished. She says they came back much later when she started the yoga of transformation in 60s. Why they came back? Because they were there in the subconscious. Whose subconscious? Not only mother's. Subconscious of the earth. So the third thing that we see, that in First World War, that the mother is identifying herself with the earth. and we see her prayers. And there she says, my body has become, I have offered my body as a holocaust. And there are descriptions, vivid descriptions, how during the First World War, while the war is taking place outside, it's also taking place upon her body, within her body. And different places are represented in her body. She has become the earth. So you can take it that, you know, I fancy that the heart is India. Well, so, but you know, France is somewhere represented. It's actually described like that. Just as we, each organ represents in us a reality of the subtle plane, a movement, psychological movement. So too, different nations represented, were represented in different parts of the body. And she would work upon it, take their misery and pain. She could do it because again, the consciousness is not confined to the body, but a cosmic consciousness. So she could draw all these things back to the body, which was like a nodal point, hub. So in a cosmic consciousness, she would go all over, draw that, take the impact upon her body. She would do this even as a child, when she would experience herself like a vast robe all around her, spreading, people will come and touch, and they would feel relieved. Then when she came to the ashram, there was no ashram that time, but 24, 25, when she started engaging with the outside world again, that means the people, and she fell seriously ill. So one of the times when disciples say first time they saw Sri Aurobindo look a little serious, and he had to stop people meeting the mother. Why? Because she was again, her method was as a mother that why should they do yoga? I'll do it for them. I'll take it upon myself, all the difficulties. So she fell seriously ill. And people asked, what has happened to mother? And after much hesitation, Sri Aurobindo had to reveal that she's taking upon herself. Now, yogis are known to do that. With regard to Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa's departure at the age of 58, Sri Aurobindo did mention, when they asked, why did he die so early? He said, haven't you heard what he has himself said? That they take the sins of the disciples upon themselves. And with the mother, it went to any level. There is a story when once suddenly in the playground, she was having intense itching in a part of the body. And when somebody asked her mother, what is happening? Why you are having this so much of itching? Because people were concerned. She said that somebody in the ashram is engaging in intense sexual activity. So we know that sexuality has to do with itching. It has to do with the skin. The word used is itch, almost like, we have those associations. So she, with skin conditions, so she was experiencing all the things which are happening inside. And as she entered deeper into yoga, deeper not in her own yoga, but yoga of the earth, as she took it to different levels. Even before that, during the soup ceremony, she would pour something of her physical consciousness into the soup. She would taste it. And way of tasting was that she would pour something of her body into it. See, this is a whole science we don't understand. For example, vital interchange. What is vital interchange? If you see through different contact points in the body, each person is pouring their vital energy into each other. For good or worse, generally for worse. So body is like a container. So she would pour something of her in the soup and then go around and people will take it. Something like a ceremony which we see in Christ's Last Supper, where he says that this is the wine, this is my blood that you are taking, when he passed the wine, which people don't understand why he is talking about this is my flesh when he passes the bread, something like that. So people didn't understand it, and they almost somebody remarked, one doctor remarked, not people, some many understood and they were very happy, they had beautiful changes, but somebody remarked that, but it's unhygienic. Not perhaps somebody was part of the group, but somebody was an outsider who came and remarked. And Sri Aurobindo said brutes below his breath. And then this ceremony stopped because it had detrimental effect. Because people were returning back now. Instead of receiving a physical consciousness quietly, they were throwing into her doubts, confusions. So then later on we see the same thing continuing with the mother. And sometimes people were asking that why does the mother take medicines at times? She says it has a different effect upon her body. And I believe that many medicines which subsequently, if you see after 60s, there is an explosion in the world of medicines. And that's because she not only took upon her, she did whatever study she had to do we don't understand, and it was modified. She could understand the molecules, the atomic structure, all these things. That yogic knowledge they already had way before. And Shubhinda says you can see the atom and its constitution and its impact upon the human body. So that's a whole side of medical science which we don't understand. But she was working upon these things, working upon certain poisonous elements. Shubhinda himself had taken, once certain poison to see how much he can stop its effect. Almost 10 times the amount which would kill a person. And opium, so he could do it only once. It was just as an experiment. So they did many such experiments upon the body. It's a whole subject in its own right. But then during the yoga of transformation, because the very physical consciousness had now become cosmic, not just the inner consciousness. So if a devotee had a hemorrhage, somewhere it'll get translated in her eye or in her head, different portions. He was talking about it. So this, as it continued in this way, towards the later part, there was an intense agonizing pain in her physical body. And this agonizing pain was, if I have to put it, pain of the creation, pain of earth, but also the labor pain of a new world. Because she described that when the supramental forces impact, now a new reason has come. She says when the supramental forces impact, it is not easy. She says at one point, it seems the head is going to burst. She describes one experience. The whole head is going to explode. She describes the cells themselves, they feel like exploding because it's a totally new consciousness. They don't know about it. The body doesn't know about it. And nature doesn't know how to adjust to this new consciousness, adapt to this new consciousness, because the body is still made up of the same earth element. And so it goes on for quite some time. A lot of experience of the mother where her body was impacted and leading to severe pains. She would undergo what is known as, doctor would say it's a heart attack, and she would say he doesn't understand. Yeah, it was a yoga of the world. Suddenly the heart itself, consciousness had become, the consciousness of love in its origin. So there were impacts upon her body of all kinds. Of course with Sri Aurobindo also he did the same thing, but the mother so much more so. But she carried on with all these impacts. On one side, taking the disciples' energies inside her. And on the other side, the supramental consciousness and its impact upon her body. And the body which was yet made up of the same elements like ours. But then only there can be transformation. Otherwise, there can be no point. If she has something special, transforms it, it will have no meaning for us. So, last 6 months, it is said that, she went through very severe agonizing pains. And people who were there would listen in the courtyard, listen to her. She was not saying, I am paining. It's not like that. But the cry which, would, sometimes she would shout, make me walk, make me walk. Like that, like a lioness. And people who heard, they couldn't bear it. And some of them even asked sent word to the mother because they thought because of some disciple, this or that, she's suffering. And then when somebody blamed someone, she became quiet and said, no, it's because of him that I am still here. Pranabdas, somebody was even trying to blame him, and she said, no, it's because of him that I am still here. They didn't understand the divine play. And she would say, and of course Andhra Dait seems has told to Kirit Bhai, and Kirit Bhai had told this to me, so I don't know how far, what is the veracity, but he had told that it seems in March 1973, mother had already decided that she is going to leave. She had decided. The work has been carried on as far as it could be carried on. Rather, according to him, it is finished. I to believe it's finished, but that's a different subject. So, she started giving back all the elements wherever they had to go back. And that was the pain that during the last 6 months, which is true that after March 73, the doors didn't open for anyone. I mean, few people obviously were going, who were taking care, and some of these old-time children of mother who have served mother and Sri Aurobindo. Otherwise, the doors were shut to everyone. And which Satprem has presented very dramatically, as it was only to him. And then after 6 months, finally, she has left the body. So according to him, he was saying she told Andhrita that she is already beginning to now send back these elements. So what happened after 17th November 73? So did the yoga stop? No. Because firstly, it is the body of the earth. So whatever was happening in her was automatically happening in transferred upon the earth. So I look at it like this. It's a little funny way of looking at it. That, well, your dad has an account where he has loads and loads of money. So if he has to give you that money, he can do one thing. He can either make an inheritance, or he can just join your account with his and make it either or survivor. So, as I have understood, a very human way of understanding, that with all who turned towards her, they were automatically joining the account. And this goes on and will go on. So joining the account means whatever she had done within the body. Let's not even talk about what was done and not done. Human mind stops. And there are other talks where I've spoken about it at great length. Was automatically given to earth, automatically transmitted to all those who are open. And there is a whole conversation where she says, you don't have to do this yoga, you have to just open to me. Shobindu, hasn't he told you this? So that means that whatever she did went into that larger earth bank, where all the imprints on the human body, the physical cells are all there. And everyone who joins to her in any which way, through the reading, through this, automatically becomes a co-sharer. Shivinda has used this word, co-sharers of her divinity. So they become automatically, their account is joined to the account of Mother and Shivinda, and their body begins to experience the changes at some level. Now, when will the total change take place in all? Obviously, a certain critical limit has to be crossed. Mother has spoken about it. A new race where it can't be just one person undergoing and having a supramental body. That's, by its very nature, it doesn't make sense. So there will be a certain number of people in whom the change is going on, number of experiences of the mother which point toward that, and a day will come when there are sufficient number and there will be suddenly a tilt over, tipping point. So all this she did, she took upon herself and did. Physical manifestations were there, just like Shobindu's physical eye. Literally, he almost lost it. Mother not only lost the eye, she developed another kind of seeing. And she says, people don't understand. Anyway, she had the capacity to see behind and see all around. Hearing. She says, people don't understand what I am hearing. They think I am not hearing. But I am hearing what they are saying, but I am hearing something else also which is behind. Smell. Senses transmutation, she describes. Impact upon the body. The different smells combined together, and they were coming to her as one odor. And she says how it was experienced as delight. Shobindu speaks about pain in the body being transformed into delight. So this is a whole side, a wonderful side, and one can, you know, speak and speak and speak, you know, what she has done. But most important is to have gratitude and try to live so that all that she has left, it will be a sad thing that, you know, a child's account is joined with his papa's account, which is mama's account. Okay, let's not be, you know, gender biased. Mama's account, and mama's account has infinite in store, but the child moves like a pauper. Why? Because he doesn't have the password and the key. So she has given us the password and the account number. Account number is MAA Ma, and the password is Ma. So let's at least join to the account. But also, if we misuse the account, that also you must be careful, because it's infinite, literally. And all that she has done in the body cells is intact. Not only intact, it's spreading, it's increasing. Because more and more people join, more and more it will increase. And that's all that we should do. Open to her with gratitude and receive it rightly. And participate in this new Ganga Avataran, the yoga of transformation, or the Ganga of transformation that they have brought down to earth, which is flowing as the undercurrent of life right now. But time to time it comes up as the overcurrent. And sooner or later it is, this new consciousness is going to flood the earth. So, gratitude. Jai Ma.